USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police are investigating a shooting near a light rail station in downtown Seattle. They say three people were struck by gunfire on Friday night. One of the victims died. Mark Jamison is with the Seattle Police Department.
There may have been some sort of dispute or disturbance up here on the street level, and then it went down into the tunnel where the shooting occurred.
Israel is insisting that it did not spy on the White House. The Israeli government denies a report in Politico that its intelligence service planted cell phone monitoring devices near the White House complex. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has issued a statement labeling the report absolutely false. Saudi Arabia says two drones attacked two major oil facilities in the kingdom, sparking fires. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union are trying to negotiate a deal. The biggest issues in the talks are plant closings, health care, and wages. Former GM negotiator Art Schwartz says these talks always go to the deadline.
The union has no interest in settling early because if they did, it's showing the members they didn't get everything they could have gotten.
Analysts say there's a good chance they will strike. The devastated northern Bahama Islands are facing a fresh tropical storm this weekend. The storm, named Huberto, is expected to strengthen into a hurricane, moving close to the northwestern islands. John Cangelosi is with the National Hurricane Center.
We expect it to move very near the northwestern Bahamas, or just to the north of that area on Saturday, and then turn more northward off the Florida coast Sunday and into Monday, and then after that move east away from the U.S.
At least 50 people were killed in the Bahamas from Hurricane Dorian just 2 weeks ago. 1,300 remain missing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
One national chain is booming right now. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Clothing retailer Old Navy says it's going to open hundreds of new stores across America. The announcement coming during a Gap Investors Day event in New York on Thursday. Old Navy CEO saying the company will almost double its current store count, raising it to about 2,000, with most of the new stores in small markets. Company officials say the plan is to open about 75 new stores a year, with a focus on locations that are not in shopping malls. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A popular heartburn medication may be contaminated. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
United States health officials are investigating low levels of a potentially dangerous contaminant in the popular heartburn medication called Zantac. For now, the Food and Drug Administration said patients can continue taking their medications. The agency has now said it detected a probable cancer-causing chemical in the medications, which are sold as both prescription and over-the-counter treatments. FDA officials said the amount of the contaminant barely exceeds levels found in common foods, but the same chemical has been linked to dozens of recalls of blood pressure drugs over the last year. The FDA is still investigating that issue, and last month sanctioned a manufacturing plant in India that makes some of the medications. Roughly 80% of the ingredients used in the United States drugs are manufactured overseas.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.